Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is July 27th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by 101.com. This week we have a special deal for you. Get 1 year free web hosting with two domain names, unlimited bandwidth, and 150 gigabyte storage. For more details, go to otrwesterns.com/web. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/web. And we don't want to forget about Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air dates, May 14th, 1953, and the title is Night Before Fair. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino,
the Cisco Kid.
Question.
Why do they say detecting the disease early is important when it comes to cancer?
Answer.
Because it's less likely that early cancer has spread to more than one part of the body. Therefore, it can be cured more easily.
Question.
Well, how could I tell I might have early cancer?
Answer.
You can't tell, but you can learn cancer's seven danger signals and go to your doctor if one appears.
Questions about cancer. Knowing the correct answers could help you save your life. The American Cancer Society says that knowing cancer's seven danger signals, knowing the value of yearly health checkups, knowing these things is your best protection against cancer. For answers to questions you may have about this disease, or for a free booklet of vital facts, write or telephone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Night Before the Fair. In our country, the county fair is traditional. For generations, rural populations have set aside a day or so, usually following the harvest, and designated a gathering place where they could display their livestock and their home products and compete for prizes. So it was in Marlin County of the Old Southwest of the early 1870s. Our story opens in the yard of a prosperous-looking ranch. Standing near his corral, Will Strong watches two riders draw near. It is early evening.
Whoa! Well, here we are, Mr. Strong. What do you want?
Didn't know but what you and Park might like to make a little money, Jarvis.
I wouldn't kick. How about you, Park? Well, I could use some money myself. What do you want us to do, Mr. Strong?
The county fair opens tomorrow.
Yeah, why not?
Now, it's the first real fair they ever had out here. Some people ain't sure it'll be a success. I want to be sure it won't.
Why?
That's my business, Park. You boys got reputation for being mighty tough. I'm hiring you for that reason. Now, Lou Appleton's manager of the fair. He'll be at his office on the grounds tonight. I want you to put Lou out of business.
What do you mean by out of business, huh? Gun him down?
No, use your fists. Lou ain't there to keep things running. The fair'll be a bust. That's just what I want it to be. I'll pay you $100 apiece. And all right?
Suits me, Mr. Strong.
Yep, me too.
If you like, we could wreck a few of them booths they got there.
Yeah, we could put that balloon out of commission.
Balloon?
Yeah, they got one over there. Gonna give people rides in it, I hear.
Yeah, that's right. Got it anchored to the ground by 100-foot rope. That's the limit of the ride. Then they haul the balloon down again.
I didn't know about the balloon. Who must have hired it at the last minute? But to answer your question, Jarvis, you better hold off on wrecking any booths or putting that balloon out of commission. For the time being, just put Lou Appleton out of commission. Here's your money.
You coming into the grounds later?
Yeah, maybe. I'll get going.
Yep. Sure will. When we get through with Appleton, you won't recognize him. Yep. Get up there.
Yeah. Next fair comes around, maybe the people of this county will have sense enough to make me the manager.
A balloon, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, a balloon. In a moment, we'll be at the fairgrounds, and then you can see the balloon.
And Pancho never see a balloon before, Cisco. What did the balloon do?
Well, it goes up.
Well, how it goes up?
Oh, it's like a great big round bag, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
When that bag is filled with hot air, or more probably in this case, some kind of gas,
uh-huh,
the balloon goes up in the air.
You take peoples up in the air too, Cisco?
Si, amigo.
Mm.
There's a large basket fastened to the balloon that swings below it.
Uh-huh.
And the people ride in that basket.
Oh, a basket. And Pancho understand now. A basket for two reasons, Cisco.
For two reasons?
Si, when the balloon go up, to take the people up. And when the balloon come down, to pick up the pieces.
No.
No?
It's not quite as bad as that, Chico.
No?
A balloon is safe enough, if one is careful with it.
Is Chico ever in a balloon?
Well, not this balloon, Pancho, but some years ago I went up in a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to try it sometime?
No, Chico, that Pancho. And Pancho get dizzy up in a tree. What Pancho get up in a balloon? Oh, more dizzy, no?
Ah, very well, Pancho, as you wish. Yeah, here are the fairgrounds.
And there's the big balloon, Cisco.
Say, fastened to the ground for the night.
Not dark yet, Cisco. And a big moon tonight.
Well, no one will be going up in it tonight, because the fair does not open until tomorrow.
I see.
Let us go and pay our respects to Senor Appleton, Pancho.
We will not see Senor Appleton for a long time, Cisco.
No, that is true, we have not.
Hold
up, look.
Hold on. Study.
Hola! Amigo! Can you tell me where to find Senor Appleton?
His office is over there in that shack.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor.
Come on, Delica.
Now, Lobo, open that shack now. Come on. Now. Look, Cisco. Two senors call on Senor Appleton.
Yeah.
They just get down with their horses.
Hey. Well, we'll ride over to just the same, Pancho. We can wait outside until they're blessed.
He's in there, most likely, Park. That sign on the door says manager.
Yeah, getting real highfalutin with signs, ain't he? Maybe we better knock, Jarvis.
Knock nothing. Come on.
Howdy, Jarvis.
Park.
What are you boys doing over here from Waldo County?
We figure on seeing your fair, Lou.
Good. Don't cost much for admission. You'll have a darn good time.
Well, we don't figure on paying admission.
Nope, not a nickel. Write us out some free tickets.
Now, hold on, boys. I ain't writing free tickets for anybody.
You are for us.
Oh? So that's the way of it, huh? I might have expected that from you, hombres. Nothing doing.
Better change your mind.
No.
All right, then. Let's take them, Park.
With nothing. Let me get a crack at it, Jarvis.
Oh! Get up, you. It's my turn now.
Cisco, they're hurting Appleton.
What is the meaning of this?
Get out of here. You'll get it, too.
Anytime you are ready, you may start in, hombre.
I'm ready right now.
I can help, Cisco.
I do not need help, Pancho. Not against two such scales. He says, feet.
You don't need more than just help before we're through with you.
I doubt that, hombre. Pancho, take care of Senor Appleton.
Easy, Cisco. Sounds like not much room in here with the fish flying all over the place.
Get him from behind, Park.
No, you will not. I know that. Feet.
And I will tell you right now, hombre.
And now, you.
Senor Appleton, not bad hurt, Cisco.
Bueno. Get up, you. Come on, you two. Pancho.
Huh?
Open that door a little wider.
Easy, Cisco.
Now, get out of this place and stay out.
Pancho, kick this door as you go by. I like that.
Now, get on those horses and vamos, pronto.
Sure. You're holding the cards now, stranger, but we'll be holding them later. And they'll be all aces.
Much obliged, Cisco.
You all right, Senor Appleton?
Well, I will be in a little while. I'm glad to see you and Pancho again.
Oh, we're glad to see you, Señor.
Si, Pancho, glad, too.
But watch out for Jarvis and Park. I know them hombres, and they're vicious. If you stay around here, they'll kill you.
Oh, let us not worry about that, Señor. As for staying, it looks to me as if you might need some help. So, with your permission, Pancho and I will camp right here on the ground for tonight.
You say he was the Cisco Kid, Park?
Yeah, I heard the fat one call him Cisco. Guess that means the Cisco Kid.
I didn't notice. Too mad, probably.
Yeah, he's a pretty rough hombre, they say. We saw what he can do with his fist. They tell me when it comes to gunfighting, ain't a man in the country got a chance against him.
What do you think I went and got this rifle for, Park? The moonlight's bright enough to shoot from a good distance.
Hey, easy, easy. Here comes a rider.
Ooh. Oh, hold on there.
Yeah. Coming right this way.
Oh, boy. Oh,
oh. Oh, it's Will Strong.
Howdy.
Thought I'd ride in and see how you boys made out with Lou.
We just started in on him when the Cisco Kid come in.
Cisco Kid? You around here?
Yeah.
From the looks of your faces, I'd say he did come in. Now, what you doing with that rifle, Jarvis?
I'm getting Cisco, Mr. Strong. I'm hoping he's still on the ground.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want no murder.
Well, no man's roughing me up the way Cisco did and getting away with it.
We'll get him, Jarvis, but not with any bullets. I happen to know Cisco's friendly with Lou Appleton. Lou will probably get him to hang around the grounds tonight in case you hombres come back.
That's what I'm planning on. I tell you, no man's going to get away with...
Now, wait, Jarvis. Is there a balloon on the ground yet?
Yeah.
You ready to go up?
Looked like it to me, Mr. Strong.
Now, good. Now, if Cisco stays on the grounds all night, he'll do at least a little sleeping. And when he does... Now, listen, boys. Here's my plan.
Make a good camp here on these grounds of the fair, Cisco.
See, very good camp, Pancho. He's quiet and peaceful now that nearly everyone has left the grounds for the night.
Can you happen to stay in his office, no?
Oh, see. Made himself a bed on the floor of his office. He wants to stay in case those hombres come back.
Can you happen to feel much better now, huh?
See.
But Pancho not understand one thing, Cisco.
Yeah, what is that, amigo?
Why the sheriff not got these grounds for the fair?
Well, Senor Appleton told me the sheriff, his deputy, and a posse are trailing some bandidos in the north section of the county, so they could not be here.
Oh, see, si, si, trail the bandidos. And Pancho think plenty of bandidos right around here now, no?
See, si, I agree with you, Pancho. But it's late and time we had some sleep.
Had some sleep, huh?
Roll up in your blankets, Pancho, and I will stand the first guard.
No. Pancho stand the first guard, Cisco.
Well, would you rather stand the first guard?
Oh, si. Pancho not want to go to sleep at once. Pancho all right, but... Pancho go to sleep and get waked up, and Pancho go right back to sleep again.
I understand, Pancho.
I'm glad.
Very well, then. You may stand the first watch. When the moon begins to sink over that sycamore tree, wake me up and I will stand guard.
Yes, si, Cisco. Pancho, wake up.
Also wake me if you see or hear anything suspicious.
Yes, si. Now just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Si, I will lie down and roll up in my blanket. It's good to lie down, amigo. I find myself more sleepy than I had thought.
Pancho more sleepy. He thought, too. Pancho not get a siesta today. Pancho, pinch Pancho to stay awake. Not so hard, Pancho. Not pinch Pancho no more now. Cisco say, wake Cisco when the moon come over the sycamore. Long time, Pancho think. I wonder what Pancho do to stay awake. That kind of sheep that make Pancho go to sleep. Pancho, no. Pancho down the little coyotes. One coyote. Dos coyote. Tres coyote. Cuatro coyote. Cinco.
Now let that one go to sleep too, boys. Now, don't give either one of them a chance to wake up. Gun whip them both.
We'll gun whip them, all right.
Not enough to kill them, Jarvis. Just enough to knock them out. Now, you get Cisco, and I'll get Pancho. Come on.
Santa. Pancho. Pancho. Where are you, Pancho?
Get him, boy!
Sure like to finish Cisco up.
No. Nothing like that, Jarvis. Come on now. Throw him into the basket of that balloon. Hustle out. Drag him over there. All right. That's good. In with him.
Yep.
Now the fat one.
Yeah, he weighs a ton.
I'll help you, Park.
Lift.
They're both in, Mr. Strong. And I got the gun.
Now cut the ankle ropes. The other one, too.
There she goes.
My thunder, look at that balloon go up.
Yes, up into the sky. Now let's see the Cisco Kid get out of that one.
And indeed, this time, Cisco and Pancho are really in a predicament. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
old-timers will tell you the winters back in the 1890s were a lot colder than they are now. Maybe it's just that folks in those days had to spend more time outdoors. So when a man stepped into the general store on a wintry Saturday back in 1896, he probably lingered a little while.
Well, howdy, Jed.
Soaking up the warmth from the glowing pot-bellied stove. 1896 is the year Hot Ralston cereal began to appear in general stores all over America. And it's the same today as it was then, a cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It has the vitamins and minerals your family needs. And it has the flavor of the wheat, too. Whole grain wheat. Fragrant. Tempting. Nourishing. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds, or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Night Before the Fair. When Cisco and Pancho made camp on the fairgrounds to guard against troublemakers, Pancho agreed to stand the first watch. But no sooner was Cisco asleep than Pancho, being Pancho, also went to sleep. The watching troublemakers seized the opportunity to gun-whip our friends, throw them into the basket of the nearby balloon, and cut the anchor ropes. Now, high over the fairgrounds, Cisco and Pancho are just regaining consciousness.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh. My head feels as if it had been hit with a sledgehammer.
Pancho think his head was hit with a sledgehammer. Pancho hit so hard, the earth still rocks, Cisco.
I feel that rocking motion myself, amigo.
Pancho opened his eyes. It's cold.
It is very cold.
Pancho not see that sycamore tree, Cisco. Pancho not see no tree.
Gosh, the dizziness, Pancho. Uh-huh. I stay up for a moment and the dizziness will pass away.
Si.
I remember. Those hombres did come back. Why did you not wake me, Pancho?
Cisco, Pancho very bad. Pancho go to sleep too.
Yeah, I know. I should have stood the watch. Well, there's nothing to be done about it now.
Pancho go to the creek. Get Cisco the drink of water. See, Cisco. Pancho get up now and walk over to the creek. Matter me. Cisco.
What's the matter?
Pancho still asleep. Look, Cisco, a little cloud right in front of Pancho.
Cloud?
See, and they go, ooh. Cisco, we both dead and going up. Look. The earth down there. Oh, Pancho dead. Pancho going
up. Get up, Pancho. We are not dead. As soon as my wits return, Santo Pancho, we are up in the balloon.
See, we are up in the balloon.
See, there's the big bag of the balloon just above us.
But Pancho not want to be in the balloon, Cisco. Pancho get out.
No, Pancho. Stay where you are.
No?
Let me take a look. Mother mia, we must be half a mile up in the air.
Not a little cloud down below us. Oh, Cisco, Pancho give a lot right now for a little piece of earth. Pancho scared. Cisco, Pancho
now
scared.
Stop it, Pancho, stop it. We'll do no good to be frightened.
Pancho not happy.
Well, I'm not happy either. I feel like a fool to be outwitted as I was. We are in no danger if we act sensible and think.
What do you think of, Cisco?
How to get this balloon down to earth again.
Pancho not know this. But Pancho see a little piece of rope hang down from the balloon. And Pancho pull the rope. What that noise, Cisco? What that noise?
No, Pancho. Sounds like escaping gas.
Pancho look over the side. Look, Cisco. Here come the ice again. Here it come up to meet us.
Santos coming up too fast. What is the reason for it? Pancho,
huh?
Let go of the cord, quickly.
See, Pancho, let go.
Falling fast. I'll throw over some of these sandbags.
We still fall fast, Cisco?
See, but not quite so fast. I'll throw over more sandbags. Yeah, that's better.
What we do now, huh?
We'll wait a moment and then pull that cord again.
See?
Balloon is drifting. Must be several miles from the grounds.
Still a good moonlight. You see, Cisco?
At least that will help. Oh, madre mia.
What, Cisco?
Below us.
Where?
I can see two horsemen.
Huh?
They seem to be following the course of this balloon.
Two hombres, Cisco, no?
I think so, amigo. And if so, we are going to be very careful about coming down. Santo, yes. Now, there's a flash. They are shooting at us, Pancho.
Shooting any more of them, Jarvis. That balloon's up high and we figured.
Yeah, but it'll have to come down sometime. When it does, I'm going to get them both. When an hombre beats me up the way Cisco did, I don't never rest till I kill him.
Before he left, Mr. Strong told us to stay at the grounds and wreck the place.
Sure. After I get Cisco, we'll go back.
Hey, that balloon's drifting right over Strong's place.
Yeah, and it's getting lower again. Maybe this time one of these bullets will reach him.
Missed, blasted. Hey, look, Jarvis.
Ain't that one of them leaning over the side of that basket?
I can't see too good in this light, but it's...
Sure it is. They both are. Well, there's my chance.
Now, pull there, pull. Sure. Hey, can you see the sights of your rifle, Jarvis?
Just about. It's right on one of them now.
By thunder, look. You got one of them, Jarvis. His body's falling.
Shut up. I'm aiming at the other one. Shot him, too. Got them both, Park.
Yeah, mighty fine shooting, Jarvis. Hey, we better ride up into that canyon where they dropped just to be sure.
I'm sure, all right. Too much brush up in the canyon. Look, the balloon's rising again. Yeah. Ah, that's the finish of the Cisco Kid, all right. Now we'll get back to our other job, Park. Let's go.
Cisco, the zombies died away.
Si, we fooled them as I hoped we would, Pancho.
How we fooled them, huh?
By hanging those sandbags over to the side of the basket.
Hmm?
When the hombre fired, I let the sandbag drop. At that distance, and as what is left of this moonlight, they would mistake the sandbags for us.
Yes, good, Cisco. Now we come down, no?
Si, I want to come down as near the ranchos as possible so we can get some horses and get back to the fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pull this cord, Pancho.
Si.
Now tell me when the earth comes up slowly, Pancho.
Come up slowly now, Cisco.
Let me look. Si, that's about right. A little faster, perhaps, will be better.
Mm, we'll come up faster now, Cisco.
Yeah, we are nearly down.
We come down in the brush.
Well, what is the difference so long as we come down? Hold on, Pancho. We're going to bump.
Pancho, hold on.
There. Pancho. Jump out and tie this anchor rope to the tree.
Yes, yeah, Cisco.
I want to try to save this balloon for the owner. If we don't, it will cost Senor Appleton a lot of money.
No, we'll die, Cisco.
Bueno. That will hold the balloon down. Now, come. Let us get to that ranch house in a hurry.
Here's the ranch house, Cisco. Nobody home.
Yes, they are. They're in bed and asleep. It's very late. We'll find out. Anybody home?
Pancho, I think anyone home, Cisco.
Is anyone home?
That's you, Jarvis?
Jarvis? That's the name of one of the hombres, Cisco.
No, he's not Jarvis. Mi compañero and I must get to the fairgrounds at once, señor. May we hire two of your horses?
Wait a minute.
What does words mean on the door, Cisco?
Let me see. Uh-huh. There's a name, Pancho.
What
a name? Real Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong. That is the name of the hombre Senor Appleton told us had sworn to break up the fair, Pancho.
Yeah, break up the fair.
Did you say you wanted horses? Well, I...
What is the matter, Senor?
You're the Cisco Kid.
Si.
Well, I, No. Now you can't have horses. I got none to rent.
We will bring them back, Senor. We must get to the fairgrounds.
No. You ain't going to the fairground or anyone else. Stay right here.
He got the gun, Cisco.
No, we are not going to stay here.
Won't you?
That's exactly what I think, Obi.
Give me that gun.
Try and get it.
That's his hell, Cisco.
I will punch you, but not with this, Obi.
All right, Cisco. This time you're going to get it. But less.
Cisco, he aimed the gun at you.
But it will not do him any good.
Madre mia. Cisco jumped almost across the room onto the hombre. You hit Cisco.
No, Pancho, I'm all right. Now get to your feet, hombre. I will take a gun. Here, Pancho, reload this gun.
Here, Cisco. And Pancho, get the bullets from this hombre. Stand still, you hombre, you. And Pancho, take the bullets from your cartridge belt.
What are you going to do with me, Cisco?
If I did what you deserve, hombre, I would probably turn this gun on you. But that is not our way. Huh? Right now, there is more important work to be done. You will get horses for us at once.
Sure, Cisco, sure.
Yeah, hombre, you are not only going to furnish us with horses, but you are going to ride to the fairgrounds with us.
No, wait a minute.
No more talk from you now. Come along, and hurry.
Well, most daylight, Jarvis.
Yeah, but we've still got plenty of time to see that this fair don't open today.
Yeah. Where do we start?
First, we finish what we started with Lou Appleton.
Well, maybe he ain't here in this office. We give him quite a beating, you know, Jarvis.
Maybe he ain't, but we'll see.
Hey, yeah. Somebody's lying there on that bed on the floor. Well, it's him. Sure is.
Get up, Appleton.
Hmm?
What?
I'll get you.
Here, look out. Let me go, Jarvis.
When we let you go, you ain't going to know it this time. Come on out here with us.
What are you going to do?
We're going to wreck every blasted building on these grounds, Appleton. But before that, we're going to drag you around these grounds at the end of a rope. Stand right there. Keep him covered, Park. If he starts to run, gun him down.
That's what I'm aiming to do.
I'll get up on my horse and rope him. And then we'll have some fun.
This ain't going to get you anywhere.
You can't break up this fair.
You won't be around to know whether we do or not. Just let me shake this roof out and settle it down, will you?
All right. Hey!
Now we'll see.
Hey, no! No!
Hey, Jarvis, here come some riders.
Hey, those riders are after you already.
Good, Cisco. Cisco, shoot the rope in two.
You hombre, drop that gun.
Cisco, we thought you
drop
was...
it, drop it.
All right.
Get the gun, Pancho. Watch these two hombres.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, watch.
Cisco, el diablo, un loco.
Hey, now, you hombre, Jarvis. So, you were going to drag Senor Appleton with the rope, were you?
Well, you see, Cisco, I...
Get up! Cisco, get out of the way!
Diablo! Hey. Keep your eye on them, Pancho. I'll be back soon. Come down with this is good, Diablo. We are going to give that hombre a taste of his own medicine. With this rope. Oh, Diablo. Bueno. Nearly caught up with him. Now we will rope him.
Hey!
How does it feel to be roping your horse, hombre?
Easy, Cisco, easy.
But you were not going to be easy with Senor Appleton.
I wasn't
going
to hurt him.
That I do not believe. But now you will have no chance to hurt him. I'm going to turn you and the other two hombres over to the sheriff when he gets back. But meanwhile, the three of you are going to do some hard work getting that balloon back here.
Anything you say, Cisco.
See, and I am saying it now. You are going to help make this fair a big success. Start walking, hombre.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho like to get a drink of water, no?
Well, we will stop at the first stream we come to, amigo.
Uh-huh.
I would like a drink of water, too. Very hot.
Oh, si, si. Pancho not mind this heat so much, Cisco.
You do not think it is hot, Pancho?
Oh, not so hot as the country Pancho come from.
Ah, then it must get very hot there.
Oh, very hot, Cisco. Very hot.
How hot does it get where you come from, Pancho?
Well, Pancho tells you.
Si, tell me.
One day, Pancho see the hound dog chase the rabbit.
The hound dog chasing a rabbit?
Cisco. And it was so hot.
Si?
Both the hound dog and the rabbit were walking.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Hi, this is Sherry Lewis. You know, they say seeing is believing, but you can't always believe everything you see, for you may not be seeing all there is to see. The ability to read distant signs and charts only indicates that one has the ability to read distant signs and charts. Good sight depends on many other visual skills as well. Vision defects can be a particular problem with children because changes in vision occur so gradually that they may not be aware of them. In fact, studies indicate 4 out of 10 school children are handicapped by visual defects. I recently took my preschool daughter for her first annual vision exam. She loved it. Obviously, a vision exam doesn't hurt. And she had such fun exploring the optometrist's office. And I had fun hearing that her eyes were up to par, especially since 80% of learning is seeing. Why don't you give your youngsters the opportunity to learn as much as possible? Have their eyes and yours professionally examined at least once a year. The American Optometric Association recommends it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.